our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha, where's my, the microphone's all the way over there.
Yeah,
what am I doing over here?
I just turned it on.
What am I doing?
What are we doing?
We're doing a podcast earlier than expected, so.
Yeah, it's Sunday night.
Yeah.
But I have to work.
We still probably won't release this till
Monday night. We'll put it on tomorrow, which is Monday.
No, because we just had a podcast a couple days ago.
Yeah, we had one on Friday.
Have one on Friday and on Sunday.
I said tomorrow. It's Sunday today.
I've lost my mind. We're 36 seconds in. I've lost my mind.
The mind is lost. So I had a busy couple days.
You did?
Uh-huh.
What kind of couple days did you have that were busy?
Yesterday, I got to go play Magic with some new people.
Before that, yesterday, I spent the whole day on public transportation.
Mm-hmm. And then the day before yesterday as well, we went to a show.
Oh, yeah. We should back up to that.
Yeah, that was the important
one. So, Friday, Adam got out of work and went to a Magic the Gathering draft.
Uh-huh. For the news, then, the conspiracy set.
And then at some point he had mentioned this show, this Mike Doty show, and so Mike Doty is the music guy, and he was doing shows in living rooms, which really just meant like a small performance space.
Yeah.
But I guess probably some of them were living rooms and backyards, but this one didn't happen to be.
Yeah.
But, we'd been talking about it for a while, and I'd looked for tickets on Craigslist a couple weeks ago. I hadn't seen any yet, but then I forgot to check since then. So, 7 o'clock rolls around on Friday, and I'm like, oh, I'll check Craigslist, and there were some there. And I was like, what? So I texted the person, and they got back to me at, 7:30. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, the show is at 8, mm-hmm. and we don't know where it is yet. And Adam is at a draft, already has started drafting. And so I call him and he's all like, can you call me later? And so I call him again and I'm like, I got these tickets, do you want them? Or what do you want to do? And everything was really hurried for about a half an hour, and we were like 10 minutes late. I was like 15 minutes late.
I was 4 minutes late.
Were you really?
Yeah.
It said to show up between 7:15 and 7:45, but hadn't even purchased the tickets yet at that point.
They wouldn't have let us in.
But they did let us in.
Yeah.
So.
And I got there, and then 2 minutes after I arrived, he started playing.
Yeah, it turns out that this is the second time we've seen Mike Doty. The first time was actually incredibly disappointing. And he was really late to go on stage the first time, so I'm not really surprised he was late to go on stage this time. But he wasn't that late.
No,
yeah,
he was
5 minutes. It wasn't the 40 minutes late he was the first time.
He was generally on time, and he was in a better mood.
Yeah, he was in a better mood, because it was an audience that wanted to be there.
Yeah, it was 30 people. There was about the same amount of people at this show as the last one.
No, there were 100 at least. It just was so spread out.
It was such a huge place.
It was
a
big spread out amphitheater. And it was a festival, so it was free to come and go sort of situation.
Yeah, people just kind of wandered in and wandered out.
Yeah, it was just kind of nonsense. He showed up super late and he barely played anything and then he left.
Yeah.
So we paid the same amount for tickets this time. We paid embarrassingly over twice what the tickets cost if you'd just gotten them. But that's what you do if you want to go.
The first day that the tickets went on sale, they were already gone by the time I checked.
Yeah.
So
I'm not surprised by that. It looked like there were some people there that were in a big group and some people who knew him. So I don't think there were really that many tickets for the taking.
Yeah. But there was 25 to 30 people.
But that was Friday.
And so this guy, I've been listened to his music almost nonstop for 20 years.
Yeah, I never really knew who he was in any shape at all before I met you, and I know some of the songs, so I've never chosen to listen to them on my own.
Yeah, you're always shut that off, I hate it.
I think I just get tired of the same songs.
Yeah. Well, I like...
You like acoustic guy and a guitar music more than I do.
Yeah.
Which is really all that was.
And it's you just like... acoustic guy and a guitar. Like music from...
I like pop rock music from 2007.
Which is the exact wrong sort of music that anyone should
to
like.
2009.
So
and
I heard
also that, I like Cher, and also I like They Might Be Giants.
I heard
very
a song,
terrible.
I heard a song on the radio that reminded me of that country song that when they mixed all those country songs together.
Yeah.
I heard another
one
of those.
Did you just hear a country song?
Yeah, on the radio, and it was like, oh, it's just like that other song that is all those other songs mixed together.
No, it's just like, you just heard a country song is what happened. Like,
they're all the same.
I'm sorry, I was just looking at your hand, and it's on your leg, and they're very different colors.
Yeah,
because well, your hand's like tan and your leg is not at all tan.
Yeah, that's true.
Even like your arms above your shoulder aren't tan. It's really the forearm and hand.
I don't have many
and,
arms
like,
above my shoulder.
The back of your neck. And above your elbow, you dingus.
I know what you meant, but it's funny.
I know that you know. So that was Friday, and then Saturday... Mm. I endeavored to... My sister's coming to visit next week. She'll be here for the next podcast. She'll
probably
be on the next podcast.
Probably. If we let her.
If we let her. Be like, just sit over there. We're going to record
maybe
a
we'll
podcast.
Just,
don't
I think
say
we should
anything.
Just record it on Friday and then post it on Monday so she
no.
doesn't get to be on it.
That would be terrible. I think we'd probably record a middle of the week podcast then because she's going to still be here. But
you told me the other day that our middle of the week podcast theme song is better than our regular
it
podcast
is,
theme
it
song.
It is better. It's more like upbeat and peppier and happier.
I don't do
it makes me
very often.
I know, but it makes me like excited to hear the podcast, even though I don't listen to the podcast in any way. But yeah, so my sister's coming to visit, and she has some anxiety surrounding... like using public transportation because it's not really a thing she's ever done before aside from using the light rail in Minneapolis. So I went to the airport like you do. I took a bus downtown. I came to visit you. I bought some candy. I went to the airport, which is a 45-minute train ride. And then I made a few notes, and then I rode the train back home. I rode the train and a bus back home, and I made some notes along the way of how to do that. So that there's no, like, confusion about where to go or what to do or when to, like, pay and that sort of thing, so.
So can we go back to Friday?
Oh, there was something else that happened Friday?
Well, yeah, because it was crazy, because I was starting to draft, right? Because the new set came out, the conspiracy set, where you have to draft it to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love drafting. It's my favorite format, which all of our listeners should know.
I felt bad taking you out of that draft. Like, I really did.
No.
I understand what you mean, but I did feel bad about
it. But there'll be another one. But anyway, so I didn't get to draft. I opened my first pack, and as soon as I opened the pack, like the phone rang, and I'm like, okay, I have to take this, because it was you calling me about going to go see a show that I wanted tickets for 2 months, and they were already sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I have to go, and they're like, okay, here you go. So they gave me some packs, whatever, and I left. Okay, but anyway, yesterday... This is the continuation of my story, because you went to the airport.
I went to the airport, and then we did this together.
Yeah, and then
we had dinner.
We had dinner.
We had vegetarian noodles, and they were good.
It was rice.
Yeah, but the bowl, it's like a noodle place, but we had rice.
Yeah. It's like a vegetarian, like...
It's good. I'm going to take my sister there, and I'm going to make her have the fake beef, because it tastes like
beef. Yeah, the chicken was good, but...
The chicken's okay. It tastes more like... chicken-flavored Spam?
Yeah, so, speaking of Spam, we have to get a musubi maker.
We do have to get a musubi maker. That's a high priority.
I looked again at Daiso and I did not see
it. No, they're definitely there. I went there and picked it up and found that it was a double one in the side. Like, I don't know how you can't find it.
I can't. I looked at
the
whole store.
Do you know the wall that the Calpico is on, like that side?
Yeah.
Where the fridges are? It's to the left of that.
Like
a section
of that. Where all the chopsticks are?
I don't know. It's along that wall. There's like a mold for that, and there's like a triangle-y mold, and there's like a different one. It's up near the top. It's like a big long. It's in a plastic. It hangs on a hook.
And it says musubi maker.
Yep.
Okay. Maybe we could just get one online that's a single one.
Yeah, I don't really want a double one.
Okay. Anyway. Oh, shit. Where was I in my story?
You were talking about how you went to do a draft.
Yeah. So we went to get our food at that. This is the first time we went to a restaurant for a second time.
Yeah, it's the first. Well, for you.
Yeah.
I have had one repeat experience at a restaurant besides that.
It's ramen, whatever. But, oh yeah, that ramen. You took me to it. You're like, I was here the other day.
Yeah, because it was good.
Yeah.
Good ramen.
Anyway. Yeah, so vegetarian food. It was like spicy coconut milk curry or something, and it was really good. But so it was in it was downtown. Capitol Hill, which is right next to downtown.
Apparently, if you are not from here, people can tell because you say Cap Hill. That's like a giveaway that you're not a Seattle native.
If you say Cap Hill?
I guess you're not allowed to say Cap Hill.
Okay.
It's like a common abbreviation, but you're not allowed to say
it. It's like if people say Frisco instead of San Francisco.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. You are either allowed to call it Capitol Hill or The Hill.
Oh, to The Hill.
I guess it's The Hill. Mm-hmm. Just like San Francisco is the city.
Which one? Just the city?
Yeah, it's the city when you're there. No, it's not Frisco. It's San Fran or the city.
Not Frisco.
Nope.
You want to go to Frisco with me?
No, that's in Texas.
Is it?
Yeah. There's a place called Frisco, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
It always got me confused because when I was in Fargo, NDSU kept going to national championships, and they always played in Frisco. And it took me a while to figure out that was Frisco, Texas, and not San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's all.
San Francisco, California. It took me a long time to realize that San Francisco and Los Angeles were different cities.
Really?
I thought they were just next to each other.
You know, I think I thought that they were closer than they were.
Yeah,
I never realized just how far south LA is, because LA is like almost Mexico.
Yeah.
And San Francisco is like way up there.
I didn't realize that they were that far apart until I actually drove from one to the other one.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I realized it until at least after high school.
Yeah.
It was a long time.
Yeah, it was
time.
After high school for me. But yeah, so if you're in high school and you're listening to this, you should know that San Francisco and Los Angeles are 8 hours apart.
They're very far apart. If you go visit San Francisco,
it might be
you're
6
not,
hours. I don't
if you
know.
Go visit San Francisco, you're not going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Unless you want to drive. No, it's like 8. It's like eight or nine. It's super, super far.
You just take the 5, though, because you're in California.
Well, we have that here, too, though.
No, but it's I-5.
It's I-5 here.
It's not the 5.
It's I-5.
Interstate 5.
Yeah. It's not the 5. Mm-hmm. If you say the 5 here, they're going to think you mean the 5 bus.
Yeah, which goes...
The number 5 bus.
Which goes to the zoo.
It does go to the zoo.
Yeah. So if you want to go to the zoo,
remember,
you take the
do you
5.
Remember when we lived here and we took the bus to the zoo? And that's actually silly. Because, like...
Because it's easier to walk.
You could just walk to the zoo.
It is right there. It's literally 5 blocks up and
yeah,
then a couple blocks
like
over.
Yeah, it's like super, super quick to walk to the zoo. It's not even a couple blocks. Yeah, I guess it is. You have to go over to Fremont.
Yeah, because if you walk up Woodland Park...
Yeah, then you have to go over.
Yeah. Hey, so if anybody wants to know exactly where we
live... Exactly where we live. It's 5 blocks south of the zoo and a little bit over.
So if you need to find us...
If you need to stalk us or something...
If you need, a place to stay in
Marcus,
Seattle...
Marcus, if you're coming to Seattle and you need a place to stay, just find the
you
zoo.
You just really want Marcus to come here.
No, it's just a joke because he's the only person who listens to our podcast who I cannot conceive of coming to Seattle.
Yeah, because Dan was already here.
Yeah,
and
Dan
your
was already here.
And
my sister's coming, and that's... I mean, there's other people who listen to the podcast, but, like, that's the majority of them.
Yeah.
If we've left you out of this list of people who listen to the podcast...
Some people don't want to know.
And you're planning to visit Seattle.
Oh, I know somebody else who listens to the podcast.
Rifkin does.
Yeah, Rifkin.
Yeah.
And I just streamed tonight, but he wasn't there.
Oh.
Maybe
well,
he's
you
busy.
Know, he might be sleeping or...
But, yeah, it's the first time I streamed in a while.
Busy.
Because I've been doing other things.
You have been doing other
like
things.
Designing
like working.
Magic. But
having
yeah,
a job. You streamed mostly when you were unemployed.
I know. Working is so, like, lame.
I have to say I really appreciate that you have a job so that we can have money
oh,
to
sure.
go places
no,
and
no,
do
no.
things.
I get that. But, like, not
yeah,
having a job is so much better.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about your draft? You still haven't gotten around to that.
Oh, yeah. So I got to draft Eternal Masters for free in Capitol Hill because Stefan, a guy that we met here who's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool.
And not at all a murder man. Probably.
We're pretty sure.
We're pretty sure he's not a murder man.
We're not totally sure, though, because he did befriend us, like, really quickly with no reason.
Mm-hmm. He texted me the other day, and he's like, hey, do you want to do a free Modern Masters draft, or Eternal Masters draft? And I was like, yeah. So we went there, and it turns out the guy who was running it, who had the box, was he's an employee of Wizards of the Coast, and he's just like, yeah, we get these free boxes, and I just wanted to draft it. So I got, like, he wanted me to give him all his contact information, or give me all of my contact information. So now we're like, I know somebody who works at Wizards, so I might have an in to go work there at some point.
It's a step closer than you were before.
I know, right?
That's networking. That's how you do it. You gotta, like, talk to people and be friends with people. That's why I will never have a good job, because fuck networking.
Yeah, but I didn't even, it was accidental networking.
Yeah, but, like, it still was networking. Yeah. So just didn't know it.
So I know a guy who works at Wizards.
Although, for the record, when we were going, we were trying to figure out, like, who would have a box of Eternal Masters, and you were like, he probably works at Wizards, and they just gave him some, and I was like, that's ridiculous, he's probably just a rich guy. Uh-huh. No, you were correct.
I was right, and I was...
You didn't know you were going to be correct, but yeah. You were totally right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you do in your draft? I had to leave, because our parking... We ran out of parking.
So I think we just take the E downtown and then walk.
Yeah, like, we should never ever drive there again.
Yeah.
It's we shouldn't drive anywhere in town.
No. We can take a bus and walk for 10 minutes.
Yeah, parking anywhere in downtown or anywhere that's populated is expensive.
Yeah, and a bad idea.
We paid like $10 for 2 hours, and I went to repark on a side street or something, and there was no room anywhere. Yeah. So I just left and came home.
But
and
yeah, it was
got a little lost and then yeah, came it was home.
Super quick to get back. Well, maybe a 10 minute walk.
Yeah, that's not a bad walk. No. It's a 10-minute walk to go to the grocery store.
It was a 10-minute walk to get to where we parked.
Can I just say, I really like walking to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You walk to the grocery store and take not the bus that, back if you want.
It's not that much farther.
You just want to go.
Or that much closer than, like, Target was when we lived in North Dakota, but it feels a lot closer.
Because the blocks are closer together.
There's stuff to look at. There's like you if could, you needed to,
if I you needed, really need to get some Molly Moon ice cream on the way, yeah. You can.
If I need to,
Dan
like,
knows what I'm talking about.
Stop and duck in somewhere, or it's raining, or I'm tired. I guess if I get tired in my 10-minute walk, I could stop at, like, there's cafes. There's you know, there's stuff.
Yeah, because we live on the street that has, or very close.
Very
to the
close
street
to the street that has all the stuff on it. So we actually got a really good location with our apartment. I wish we had a better apartment. Like, the apartment itself, I wish was better.
I like our apartment.
It's dated and really needs some updating. And I think there's mold in the bathroom.
So
I haven't confirmed that yet.
So the issue is that if we had a newer apartment, it costs $700,000.
Right. Okay. Here's what I want to change in this apartment.
Okay.
I want new windows.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's like new windows and a new bathroom sink. The windows are terrible.
Bathroom sink is awful.
Honestly, I hate the windows because they don't have any insulation. But even if they just replaced the screens, I would be happy.
Because
these screens all have holes in them. Like, if we want to not have bugs, we have to have the windows closed.
Yeah. But luckily, there aren't
that
mosquitoes
many bugs.
Here. I don't know how there's not mosquitoes here.
There are mosquitoes technically, but, like, not around us.
No, like, everywhere else I've lived, there's just, like, swarms of mosquitoes.
One mosquito in our apartment.
Yeah.
And that was, like, after having the door open for 2 days.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen.
Anyway, this is just saying that Seattle's awesome.
Seattle's
and
great.
And everywhere else is not as good.
No, there's probably other good places.
Oh, do you want to hear about the people I met at work today?
Yeah.
I met a lady from Jacksonville, Florida. And
okay.
I said, I know someone from Jacksonville, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And she said something about, like, a football team.
Yeah.
I forget what it was, but she pointed at her shirt. And I was like, yeah, okay. What is it? What's the team?
I think it's the Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Yeah.
And she's like, Jaguars
fan. I don't know if Gully listens to the podcast anymore, but he was probably yelling at the podcast just there.
Yeah. It was like a football, like black and green or something, or like a black and teal.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know about starter jackets?
I've heard of them, yeah.
They were really big when I was in elementary school. It was like a sports team jacket, but it was like a status symbol. If you had a starter jacket, you were super cool.
Right.
We could never afford starter jackets.
Right.
And I always wanted one.
People wore jerseys.
I wanted one so bad.
So I went to
didn't even care about, like, I guess I cared about sports because, like, my family did. But, like, mostly I just wanted to not be the poor kid for a while.
So did you know that, like, a lot of businesses, like banks and stuff, they'll, like, if there's, like, a football game happening, that like people are like can just wear a football shirt.
That's everywhere.
Yeah. What the fuck is up with that?
The Seahawks particularly, they're way into football here. They are.
I think that's everywhere in the world.
I know, but for some reason, they are way, way into the Seahawks here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like that in other cities. I guess I've never lived directly in a city that had a team. Mm-hmm. Like the Minnesota Vikings, it was the whole state, right?
Yeah, but you didn't live in Minneapolis.
Exactly. But they also weren't the Minneapolis Vikings. They were the Minnesota Vikings. They are specifically the Seattle Seahawks.
And the Washington Redskins are for Washington, D.C.
Yeah. We learned that. I think we learned that early in the podcast.
Yeah.
It was months ago.
Because we're like, is the whole state racist or is it just the DC?
And it turns out it's DC that's racist, which should not really surprise anyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, football. But no, anyway, I was telling you the story about the football jerseys. And then you
went off. Oh, I thought that was the whole thing.
No. I went there and there were three people wearing football jerseys to Wells Fargo, the bank.
Why?
Because for work, I have to go to the bank every day.
Nice.
So.
Oh, it's really close, too. It's just around the block.
Yeah. No, it's in the same building. I just walked across the hall. anyway, so I went in there, and the girl that was helping me was wearing a Vikings.
What colors were they? What color was the thing?
I don't know. Well, nobody had on Seahawks.
None of it was Seahawks.
There were three different people. The one That's guy had amazing. Like a blue and white one.
Okay. There's a few teams that I think could
it was
be.
He was from San Diego.
Okay.
I don't know the team.
The Chargers? That sounds right.
Okay. The other guy had a Raiders one on. And mm-hmm. then That's no, the girl had the girl had the Eagles cuz I know the Eagles.
Oh, it's Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
People are waiting.
No, it wasn't. It was a different green one. It was the Green Bay.
Green Bay Packers.
Wisconsin.
That's the rival team for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah. I know that people, if you live in North Dakota, you're allowed to like either one.
Yeah, it's real weird, right? Mm-hmm. But people will still judge you for liking either one.
But you can also like mostly, Colorado.
No, mostly you're allowed to like the Vikings, though. Like, it's still stigma to like Green Bay.
Yeah. You're allowed to like, a lot of people just like Dallas team for no reason, just randomly. Yeah,
they do.
Or the
everywhere. I think that's everywhere.
Or the Denver team.
The Broncos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those are like the fair weather fans because they're like good
teams.
They're
just good teams. So just
well, Dallas
like them.
Isn't so much, but Denver has.
I know
them.
Dallas was a good team when I was like
they
in
were
high school.
When I was young, yeah. I don't know what happened.
Because they were like in the Super Bowl.
My sister, I'm pretty sure it was my sister. In one of our yearbooks when we were kids, one of the questions was like, what's your favorite football team? Okay, preface. Our yearbooks, when we were little, like in elementary school, there'd be a page at the front that had you like answer questions about yourself. Like, what's your name? How old are you? What's your favorite teacher? What's your favorite food? I'm guessing to memorialize that so that when you look back at it as an adult, you're like, oh man, that's
look
I like
how
spaghetti.
Dumb I was.
But I think my sister filled out that she liked the Dallas Cowboys as her favorite football team. But it could have been me.
Manchester United.
I don't know any other ones. I know that Barcelona has one.
Yeah, they probably do.
They do. I don't remember what they're called.
Or, what's another one? Arsenal? That's one?
Yeah. Are they from somewhere?
I don't know, but I remember hearing them from IT Crowd.
It's our only reference.
Think about, I forget what he said, but he was talking about football.
Uh-huh. I know. That was great. I know about it. That's the ludicrous display one,
the ludicrous
right?
display last night. The thing about Arsenal is they walk it in. Was that
something
what it was?
Like that.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
He didn't either, and that was the joke.
Soccer football is a sport that I've never really...
Yeah, football. Like,
it's too...
Football.
Like, you have to be too athletic to play that. I like baseball because you only have to run 90 feet.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, you run real fast for a minute, and then you're done.
Yeah, and then you have to be able to, like, hit a ball or throw it.
It's weird how different sports catch on in different countries. I know we talked about that before, but,
we
like...
We did.
But baseball is, like... United States and Japan.
And, like, Cuba.
Cuba.
Yeah.
There you go. There's just weird, like, three weird...
Soccer football is...
Everywhere.
Everywhere else.
Like, actual football.
Yeah. Some people here like it. I see an increase in it, like, at work right now because I work with a lot of people who
they
didn't
the
come
Sounders?
From this country. Yeah, they do have the Sounders here.
The
That's, like, a team. But I see an increase in people
team.
Watching football and caring about football scores because... I work with a lot of people who are not originally from the United States.
Yeah.
So they're from places who cared about football, and thus they care about
Instead of this dumb American football where people just run into each other real hard.
I know. What did we do today? I cleaned the bathroom.
I was at work. Oh, and I streamed Skyrim.
Yeah, why don't you talk about that?
So I found out this morning that there is a mod for Skyrim that is an entirely different game. They just took like the framework of Skyrim, made a different game, and then...
They basically use Skyrim as, like, a game engine.
They use the engine for Skyrim and made it...
Yeah, but they also used all the textures. They used everything.
Yeah, but they just...
They used everything.
They redid it.
And they made a new, different game for it. It was really cool.
A new world, new map, new
mechanics.
What
was it called, in case people want to check it out?
Enderal.
Enderal.
Like Ender's Game, but A-L at the end. Enderal.
Do you
want
to talk more about kind of how it plays through?
Yeah, it's creepy and dark. It's it starts out, you're like a kid and you have to go talk to your dad, and then you just run around. It's like a super beautiful green field of nice things. And then you go find him and he's like, oh, why don't you go inside and, you know, get some food, a shot of elk or whatever. And you go inside and you're looking for, and he's like, oh, go talk to your mom. So you go inside and you can't find her anywhere. And then he comes in and he's like, oh yeah, I forgot, you murdered her.
What?
And he's
That's
like,
a good turn.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa! It got real dark. But it's really, like, it's weird. And then
they say, like, shit and fuck, and it's very strange.
It's off-putting because it's, like, Skyrim, and it doesn't
It's Skyrim,
doesn't
but the
that.
Voice acting has all swears in it.
Yeah, and some of the voice acting is not bad. A lot of it is not bad, but
some of it is not bad.
Some of it...
What a great review.
I mean...
To be fair, this did originate in German.
Yeah.
In Germany,
so
the voice acting...
American voice actors.
I mean, their budget, I guess, went to the German
Their budget
ones.
Is zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's just people...
It's
doing
just their friends or whatever.
A fan project, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but like, the one girl that I met in the game, it was just like, you could tell she was just reading it off of a script, and I was like, come on.
I mean, that happens sometimes.
Right, but... Those people don't get paid.
No, they don't.
Like, if you do that, they don't... They're like, no, we'll just pay somebody else to actually do it right.
Or, if you're Peter Dinklage, you get paid full price for it, you give a shitty performance, and they redub your part.
Yeah.
Win-win.
So I saw you brought a snack over here.
I did bring a snack over here, because
Tell
I remember that
the
there
snack.
Was snacks. So I was at the store today, buying... What was it? Goju Chang?
Red spice.
Korean fermented red bean paste spice chili stuff. It's actually really good.
It was really good. And it's not that, like, it got a little bit of a spice right away, but it doesn't stick.
It's good. It's
good flavor.
It's very good flavor. We've recently kind of been on, like, an Asian food kick, like an Americanized Asian food
Well, we have
kick.
A ton of rice and a ton of ground beef, so we've just been making different things.
Well,
with that.
We had the banh mi pork bowls, which I think was what we had last week.
Oh, yeah,
while we were all on the podcast, we paused it for that. And those were really good. And then this was actually a pretty similar setup, but with... I could have put cilantro on this. It would have been almost the same thing with just different meat. But
I think that some... Like, I like them if they have, like, peanuts and stuff in them, too. Like a peanut sauce.
I was going to do a peanut sauce. That was my first plan, but they didn't have... The one that I was going to make used that powdered peanut butter, which they didn't have at the store I went to.
Too bad.
So I'll have to go to Trader Joe's for that. But, yeah, so while I was at the store...
This episode is sponsored not by Trader Joe's.
Not sponsored by Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's, if you want to sponsor us...
We'll take some free peanut butter.
I was going to go to Trader Joe's today, actually, for all the rest of the stuff that I was going to get, but I don't want to wait for the bus.
Yeah,
because
you can't walk
Well, no, because as I was walking... You can, but it's not efficient.
It's like 1,000 miles.
It's not. It's like a mile.
It's literally like 1,000 miles.
It might be like 2 miles, but it's not that bad. But the problem is that I didn't have that kind of time. So
sure.
I was going to... And then as I was walking on 45th to the bus stop, I saw the bus go by, and I
and
was
like, well, fuck that.
Damn it. So
yeah.
I just went to QFC instead. But I was surprised they had the Gochujang paste. I don't know if they would.
QFC stands for Quality Food Center.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway.
I figured that out.
While I was in the Asian food area, I saw these crunchy rice snack roll things.
It looks like, puffed rice.
Yes, it is. It is puffed rice. My sister was actually talking about, she gets things like this from Costco.
Okay.
And she really likes them. She eats them all the time.
Let's try it.
So I hadn't seen any here. These are the honey cinnamon flavor.
Yeah, I'm into it.
It's the only flavor they had.
What? How many calories are in one?
I don't know, but you can open them because I've just painted my nails.
There's no preservatives. Okay,
it's like
one stick
or something. It's not
is
bad.
40 calories. 40? That's real big for 40 calories.
Yeah.
I'm into it. You could just eat this whole package and it's 320 calories.
Yeah, you could just have that as a meal. It's probably not going to be that satisfying. So I'm not sure I'm going to like these because they're kind of, they're not like... Like, I like rice
one.
Cakes.
It's like a
but
candy
But this is
bar.
A different kind of puffed rice. This is like, what's the
cereal? Like cereal, yeah.
What cereal is
puffed
it?
Puffed rice.
No, there's the name. The one with the frog on it. Alright. Ooh.
Right.
Oh, it smells good. I'm gonna taste it.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I like that.
It's real good. Made in Paramount, California.
Mm-hmm.
There's a QR code that I cannot repeat because it is a QR code.
The cinnamon gives it a nice bite, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, rice cakes are real boring, but this is good.
Mm.
I would eat these all day long, every day.
I eat those cheddar cheese rice cakes at work.
Mm-hmm.
And, I gotta be honest, all I ever want when I eat them is to eat all of them.
Oh.
The whole time.
I'm pleased.
Mm-hmm. These were $2 for 8 of them. So, quarter a piece.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
How long do they last? Good until 2017. 6 months.
Yeah, I haven't even got
9 months.
You gotta clip them up. Clip them close or something. But,
but we should invest in some of those for snacks.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to keep them around because I won't eat them. Maybe once our candy and cookies are gone, we get these instead.
Do you remember how many Oreos it was to have this many calories? It was
one.
One Oreo was this many calories.
It's these more satisfying to eat than
an
Oreo.
It really is. Because you want Oreo, like, I want another Oreo.
Yeah, well, that's what they do, though. That's the whole point. That's their whole business model, is to try to make you addicted and want another one.
You gonna clip it?
No, I'll clip it after the podcast. Don't set it on my lap.
I'm doing it.
It was doing better on your
desk. I'm gonna make some coffee.
No.
I gotta stay up for 6 more hours. No, I gotta go to sleep. But yeah, that was our podcast.
No.
That was. Oh,
no,
I got you something, though.
You did?
Uh-huh. Cause,
what did you get me?
In my, where I work, there's a Subway sandwich shop,
mm-hmm.
and they have these potato chips that have different flavors,
mm-hmm.
and I got you...
Oh, you got me tikka masala ones! Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know you like them. You can take them with you to work and have it as a lunch or whatever.
I won't tomorrow, because tomorrow we're having a barbecue at work.
Lucky.
A barbecue. So I'm not going to bring my lunch at all. You'll have Korean beef rice bowl to bring, so.
Seems good.
I remember to put sesame seeds on it.
Mm-hmm. As long as I don't have to, nuke it, I'm happy eating
it. You don't
anything.
Have a microwave?
Not handy. I mean, there's one, like, in the creepy dungeon, but I'm not going down there.
Why?
Because it's a creepy dungeon. And also, the last time I went down the creepy dungeon, and I tried to get back upstairs in time, I left 5 minutes early to get back for my break. And the elevator was fucked, so I couldn't get back. You can't get upstairs without the elevator.
What? No, there have to be stairs somewhere. It's not legal to have a functioning...
There's stairs, but it's all the way down. Like, it's like a half a mile underneath. And it goes outside on the opposite side of the building.
Yeah.
So I'd have to go walk all the way across the building, go up the stairs, go out, and then walk around the building, and then go up different stairs.
To be fair, you never reheat your leftovers anyway.
No, I don't. But as
every leftover,
like I said, as long as it's something...
You'll eat anything cold, though. I think the only thing you don't eat cold is like chicken noodle soup, and even then you probably still eat it cold.
Nah, I wouldn't eat it. I'd just skip it. I'd be like, there's too much work in heating this up. Like, soup is just weird when it's cold.
Yeah. You'll eat cold chili, though.
Yeah, that's not soup. That's chili.
I guess that's true. It is a different category.
It's called chili. You're supposed to eat it cold.
That's not true.
Cold.
But yeah, I think this will be fine cold.
Yeah.
Seems like the kind of food
I like
that would
the beef
be...
was kind of like the crispy beef, like it got cooked.
Yeah, I don't think it was supposed to be, but I cooked it more because I like it cooked more.
I like it crispy like that. That was where did we get crispy beef? Oh, that was at Dow Garden.
Oh,
crispy beef with Sheng.
I miss Dow Garden.
I miss Sheng.
I mean, we honestly have better food here, but
the service there was
great. I still miss it. Yeah, it was the service. It really was. Man, that noodle place, they do not give two shits about service. The vegetarian place.
Oh yeah.
She just come over, she's like,
"What do you want?
What do you want?" Or just like this thing. She's like, "Anything else?" No, and she's just like whipped away the menus.
Yeah. She's like, "Later." But they always give you that, like...
Yeah, it was literally like, "What do you want?" I don't care at all.
No.
Some people really care a lot about the service that they get. Unless they're being overtly rude or super slow to me, I don't actually care.
Yeah.
But like that one guy at Dow Garden who asked us if we needed a trough for our soup.
That guy was awesome.
That guy was overtly rude and did not make me happy.
Well, I think he got fired because he was
he
not,
must
never
have. Yeah,
there
he
again.
Didn't. He wasn't there the next time.
I don't think
we went.
Gave any shits about that job.
I don't think he did either. I think he was in that job until his music career took off.
Or
probably.
Whatever. Yeah. You need a trough.
Ugh. Honestly, like, come on, buddy.
He's like, "Hey, fatties.
Hey.
How's that being fat working for you?
Let me go get all the soup for you if you're going to eat it that fast or whatever."
Oh, yeah.
I painted my fingernails tonight, and I used a thermal polish.
They're purple. I don't know what that means.
This hand's silver. This hand's purple.
They both look purple to me.
No.
They're not.
Mm-mm. Two different colors.
Yeah.
Listen. You're so mean.
I agreed.
Why are you so mean to me? Why are you so mean?
I'm not. Anyway, Pokemon's changed locations again in Pokemon Go.
Pokemon nests changed locations. We don't know where they are, but we probably lost the Psyduck nest that was near us that I forgot to go
but
to for a month.
There were two Dratinis, or two Dragonairs, you said, that were caught in
the
zoo?
Yeah, Dragonairs in the zoo. We haven't been to the zoo for a while. Maybe
I
it's
might
time to
go
back
to
the zoo.
I'll just go there tomorrow morning.
I never get out of work early enough to go to the zoo. Because they close at like 6.
You have every Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I was busy yesterday.
Well, except for next Saturday and Sunday.
And
because...
I was busy today. Well, actually, technically, I do have next Sunday. I could totally go to the zoo.
Oh, yeah. Because you should probably take your sister there. Don't just leave her sitting here.
I'll be like, "I'm going to the zoo later."
See you later. Good luck.
See you later.
Don't get abducted.
Yeah, don't. If you leave, don't get lost.
But you sent her.
I sent her detailed instructions. Hold on, let me find out how many steps there were in the instructions.
Oh boy. Or you could just use Google Maps.
Yeah, but Google Maps doesn't tell you how to use a bus. It just tells you which bus to take.
Yeah, well, you boop the card on the thing and you sit down and then wait till it tells you
Listen,
to get off.
Listen, when you have anxiety, it's not.
You boop the thing.
You boop the thing.
I guess I didn't know the first time.
It is 32 steps.
Oh my god. That's gotta be overwhelming.
No. It's just very detailed.
Alright, well, I'm going to bed.
You go to
Good
bed.
Good night, everybody.
Wait, that's not how we sign off this podcast. It's like you forget every week. It's like part of our signing the podcast off is me saying that's not how we sign off this podcast.
I hope you all have a very good night.
No, that's such a cop out.
People
put that on like greeting
have
cards.
Have a berry berries.
Strawberry. No, nope, we're gonna try harder than that.
Strawberries milk.
Strawberries milk. That's not a thing. Oh wait, strawberry milk's totally a thing, but it's not good. Do you like strawberry milk?
No. I had to. So when I was a kid, sometimes we would have it, and I was like, "I don't even know why we have this. This is the worst."
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way. I don't think strawberry
I wish they,
milk
they should have had vanilla milk. Like, because it just looks like milk, but it tastes like vanilla. But they have vanilla
they
almond milk
They probably
do
have now. Vanilla milk somewhere.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's any good. You just add vanilla to milk.
I know, but like if you're a kid and you're like, "Ooh, chocolate milk."
Yeah, but
like,
you, well, here's milk. The thing, though. People think of vanilla as the opposite of chocolate or as the absence
it's
of
not,
chocolate,
though.
So milk would be
But they put
milk,
vanilla
but
in
how
chocolate
works.
Milk. Or, like, chocolate ice cream has vanilla in it.
Yeah, like every baked good has vanilla in it.
Yeah, because
like,
it just adds a good flavor.
It's, like, a good flavor. All right.
They just think of that because it's white and chocolate's brown.
Yeah. Vanilla's not even white.
What's the opposite of chocolate? I have no idea why
vanilla is white.
What's the opposite of chocolate?
Not chocolate.
Not chocolate. What's the opposite of chocolate? Potato.
No, because potato leaves can still be brown sometimes.
No, but... Okay, hold on. I'll figure it out. What's the opposite of chocolate? Water.
Water. Yeah. I think water's the opposite of chocolate.
Or dirt.
I think water might be the opposite of most foods that are not liquid.
The antithesis?
Antithesis. What's the opposite of chocolate? Straw.
What's the opposite of chocolate? Pain. The concept of
how many calories are in pain?
I think it was negative.
Am I gonna check that in my fitness pal? Okay, let's do this for real.
I don't know what you're doing.
I'm trying to find a good...
What's the opposite of chocolate?
Broccoli, leave me alone. That's a great sign-off, right? It's very...
Oh, we're signing off.
Yeah, we were trying to sign off. You're trying to come up with opposites of chocolate.
I thought that was funny.
I was trying to come up with sign-offs that whole time.
But it's the joke is, what's the opposite of chocolate? Plastic.
No, because it's not... Oh, it's not food. Mm-hmm. That would be the opposite of chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I win.
I think you win. You still have to sign off the podcast. Okay. We gotta get going.
What's the opposite of chocolate?
Oh my god. At this point, I'm gonna have to cut part of the podcast to make it fit when we upload. So hurry up. My god.
Okay. Brussels sprouts. Sprouts.
Come on. Your riffing really falls apart after midnight.
I'm real bad at this. I don't know why we have to keep doing that. I'm so bad at it every time.
Because sometimes it really comes out with a gem.
Okay. Let me think of a food. Mangosteen.
Let's go with this.
Hold on, I gotta stop this.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.